Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn is our guest and great member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, adjunct professor at Columbia University, author of Problem Solved. Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
And your second one's coming out next year, and you're going to launch it on the show, folks, so you got that to look forward to. I've already made a promise to do that, so we look forward to that, Cheryl. Congratulations on the great success of your ideas. One of the things that you talked to us about the last time you were here is what you call your area method for making decisions. And we're talking about how to build trust. And, of course, if you're going to build trust, you got to make some decisions in order to accomplish that. But explain how the area method would work toward building trust.
So the area method, as I mentioned, is a perspective-taking system that separates out your sources of information so that it's the first system that really tries to control or counteract cognitive bias by focusing on the incentives and motives of the other stakeholders involved in your decision so that you can expand your knowledge while improving your judgment. So the letters of area, the first A is absolute information from the perspective of the research target, the decision that you want to make. R, relative, think of it as the next concentric circle of information. It's the perspective of outsiders around your target. The E in area is actually both exploration and exploitation. I call them the twin engines of creativity. Exploration is really about getting beyond document-based sources to identify good sources who you can speak to and conducting interviews. Exploitation turns its lens inward on yourself as the decision maker to give you some exercises to look at your assumptions against evidence. And then the final A analysis puts it all back together.
So this is a step-by-step process. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, folks. It's in the military, we call this by the numbers, right? Because you move in this direction. You start with the A and you move to the, and you finish with the A. And so you move in that direction, and it's a building block kind of a process that, as you say, helps to avoid maybe entrenched ideas, maybe some hidebound behavior, some baggage that could hold you back that might be injected into the problem solving process, right?
Absolutely, because researchers tell us that we make about 40,000 decisions in any given day. And in order to do that, our brains have had to set up these mental shortcuts so that we can just move through our day quickly and rely upon past experience or rely upon other people who we tend to like or want to emulate or trust. And while that works well for small decisions, it impedes our ability when making big decisions to actually see new information and gain new insight.
So I can see where the area method would cause us to have trust in our the result of our work. But how does it build trust among the participants while they're developing this? Does it contribute to that?
Absolutely, because what it does is the perspective taking allows you to be looking at the issue that you're trying to solve from the perspective of the other stakeholders. And when you're doing that, you're essentially trying to see how they look and think about the situation, and then you have to address those issues so that you're showing that not only do you understand the issues that other people are bringing to the problem, but you're also trying to be responsive to them. And in that way, you're not solving a problem just for yourself.
You may
have a limited ability to succeed, but you're also solving it holistically, which gives it a better chance to succeed.
So when you're establishing the area method with a group, with a team, and working on a project, do you give them instructions on the area method first? Is that what you do? You just start out by saying, okay, we're going to use this method. This is how it works. This is the track we're going to run on. And in the fullness of time, you'll see the benefit of it. Would that be how you would do it?
Absolutely. So I did a workshop at the State Department in the spring for a group of counterterrorism professionals from around the world. And what they were interested in is how could you use area to build trust and to be able to bring different communities together so that they wouldn't feel so isolated, so that you could also create these safe spaces to work together. So the first thing that I did was using an example for how area worked to do just this type of problem solving. I took them through what does it look like, how do you use it, and then we workshopped some of the issues that they were facing. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was that there were all sorts of different problems from the different countries, Maoists in India, white supremacists in Sweden, ISIS in Lebanon, Kosovo, Boko Haram in Nigeria. Right. So while the threats were varied, this basic underlying issue was mistrust for all of them. Right?
Well, I can see how this would work within a organization. I'm not sure I see how it works with teams, competing teams, but we'll have to talk about that another day. I need your website, Cheryl, quickly.
It is areamethod.com, areamethod.com.
Right.
Thank you so much. If
Thank
you read
you.
Problem Solves and you want to reach out to me, check me out on the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.